vacation, and I get to lead you guys this morning in praise and worship, and I actually get another opportunity to bring you guys the word. Amen. I'm nervous. Oh yeah. Oh well. Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm human, so I got a right to be nervous. I can I do that? Can I be nervous at least once? Just once, you'll love me anyway. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that a good thing? Well, we'll start with I don't have any announcements that I know of. Has anybody in here got any announcements? Two Message Bibles in the bookstore, $15 a piece plus taxes, $15.90 each. And then she says she has one with that's the price is $49. It just a little better quality, a little better made. Amen. Yes, sir. Bill Cox. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we get to the prayer list, I was just going to go over the bulletin with you guys. The announcements on there is on Tuesday nights, Miss Martha Blankenship is having a Bible study. And from what I understand, it is awesome. And that's a God thing, amen. So we try to get all you ladies and anyone I do believe that wants to attend this Bible study. It'd be good for all of us, amen. Hallelujah. We have birthdays today, and it's Bobby Hensley and Miss Linda Seaton. So, happy birthday, Miss Linda, if you're listening. She's one of my best buddies, Miss Linda is. Amen. Hallelujah. And also, an anniversary of Miss Darlene and Philip Campbell. So, happy anniversary to you guys, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Shirley, it says, for in Christ neither circumcised unveileth anything nor uncircumcised, but faith which worketh by love. That's Galatians 5 and 6. The apostle is telling us that neither circumcised nor uncircumcised avail us anything. It is faith which worketh by love that unveileth. That is what the value, that's the value of all this. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Peter, he went to Galatia and he was teaching them wrong, if I'm not mistaken. And sometimes we speak on things we don't know about. And I may have that wrong, forgive me if I does, but I do believe I read that right. But anyway, Paul, he had to come to Galatia and straighten the matter out. It doesn't matter if we're circumcised or uncircumcised. The only way to Christ is by faith and by believing. Amen. So that's the way that it goes. It says here, it says that the word availeth comes from the Greek word is chuo, which means avail or forcefulness. This text is saying neither circumcised nor uncircumcised are any avail of any account or any benefit or any profit or any usefulness. But faith, which worketh by love, is forceful, compelling, persuasive, powerful, convincing, and satisfactory. And all those are to the Lord. Amen. Faith. which worketh by love in Greek, which worketh from ingero, means to be operative, be at work. So literally, Galatians 5 says, faith, being operative by divine love or agape. Amen? And you guys can finish reading that. I think it was just really interesting because I was just reading Galatians last night. And from the pastors, it says, thanks for my prayers and support. We thank you all are the greatest. Be home soon. Looking forward to seeing everyone. Amen. Ain't that awesome? I made a comment a while ago. I said, Dad's had everything fixed. And looking at him now, he's stronger than I've seen him in years. And his attitude is great. He's talking a lot of basketball. He's talking a lot of basketball. But anyway, that to me, that's a good indicator. When he feels like bringing on the conversation about what's going on in the sports world, needless to say, you can at any time get him to talk about the Lord. That goes without being said. The God we serve is an awesome God, amen? And I'll say this again. We are so fortunate to be in a place to where that we're taught it. We're taught it correctly, amen? So anyways, with that being said, would y'all stand to your feet, please? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Did anybody come here expecting anything this morning? You know, I tell you what, that's beginning to be a habit for me to come to church and expect something to take out of here out to the street. Amen. You know, it's a good place to get the fill up for the week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow Him and be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will find Let's do that one more time. Here we go. Oh, new God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow. And be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Will have no way, be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done, and I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. And I will climb this mountain and I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this service today, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us. I thank you for your Son, Lord. I just thank you, God. Now, Heavenly Father, I just ask that each individual here today, Lord God, walks out of here with something that you've impressed on them, Heavenly Father, with something in their heart that they can take with them that is from you, Lord God. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. You're not.
You'll notice where pastor put down the scriptures they're standing on in Ephesians 3:20-21. Well, even before any of this happened, I was working on my Bible study, which is empowering women to rise up for the glory of God. And one of the scriptures he took me to, and what God took me to for the Bible study, was Ephesians 3. And I had already, and the women who are about Bible study can tell you, I had already opened up my Bible study with this part of it. But, you know, I want to go up just a little bit farther into verse 3:13, and it says, therefore, this is Paul talking to the church at Ephesus, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. When I read that, I thought, you know, that's exactly what is coming out of our pastor's mouth. He is saying, church at New Life, for this reason, and Paul's talking about why, he's going through the tribulations. It was for the church. Because you know why? Pastors who stand up front are the first targets that Satan is going to go after. And what are we supposed to do while our pastor is going through these tribulations that he's going through gracefully, as Paul did? What did Paul say? For this reason, therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart. Do not lose heart, church. Do not lose heart for all my tribulations. Paul is saying, for my tribulations, don't lose heart because of what you see is happening to me. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul bowed his knees for the church at Ephesus. He didn't want them losing heart. That is what our pastors are doing. They do not want us to lose heart. Because it goes on to say, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, which we know are insurmountable, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. While our pastors are walking through this tribulation, we are to be strengthening ourselves.
Amen.
With the Holy Spirit. And that's another word for that is empowered. We are to be empowered. And do you know what the word empowered means, Ricardo? Can I go on and share?
Sure, honey.
It means that God has given us permission, the legal right to do what he says to do. He can empower us to do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And even though our pastors may not be here, you know, look, Ricardo's stepping in. This is the church. The church. God's holy church. And he will give you the Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us. Church, we are not to lose heart.
Amen.
We are not to lose heart with what we see is going on around us. It says right there, there's not. And then, of course, Pastor Laverne and Jerry believe on Ephesians 3:20 that this comes from a God who is just above and beyond and does more than what we can think of. That is in whose hands our pastors give us. It's the hands of God. So instead, if I can say this and be bold, we need to push in and push in and push in and strengthen our mights with the Holy Spirit, which means you need to get into praise and worship, you need to get into the Word, and you need to get into prayer. So that when our pastors get back, he sees a strong and empowered body of God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, nothing ever stays the same. From what I've learned from ministry work, or ministerial work, let me go there, is that you can't ever get comfortable. If you get comfortable, I think something's wrong. You may be more experienced in what you're doing, but personally, I think if you're in a position to where you're comfortable, you better look at yourself. I personally believe that. Now, that may be wrong, but I'm entitled to my opinion. God is a good God. And to me, if we get comfortable, well, we're doing what we want to do. But if we lay back and we wait to hear from God to do what God has, it's, hey, I tell you what, I have been here before and stood here and prayed over what I'm to do, and it not come until 2 or 3 minutes before I need to do it. That's not comfortable. We serve an awesome God. The way to him is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way there is by faith and believing on the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord of my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord one more time. Bless
Representation of our sin. So you can't watch what you say just so you don't offend people. You have to be bold and you have to be willing to lose some people in your life, because if they're offended by what you say, you don't need them there anyway.
Right. Amen. Right. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Amen. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. I like to have fun as much as anybody, but you know what? I have my bad days too. I sure do. Believe that. Can you believe, Miguel, I have a bad day? As much as I like to run that mouth, yes, ain't that right? I'm going to tell y'all what right now. offense is off. It's a bad thing, offense is. You can get in trouble when you allow offense to come in and take over your flesh. Let's go there. When people say things to you and you don't like it, it's hard to walk away. I know it firsthand. I know that firsthand. But God gives me all the power to walk away from that. But God will see to it, after I walk away, all the blessings that's going to come in behind that. Amen? Y'all ain't hearing me this morning. God is good. All the time. He is good. We'll get into that just a little bit in a minute. Just a little bit. Do it one more time, Kenzie. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, guess what? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. Can I get an amen on that? Oh, hallelujah. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, He's a pain. If you feel lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, He's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, He's a chain breaker. Somebody testify. Hallelujah. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you in the house this morning that's dealing with a situation or anything that they need prayer over this morning? If so, y'all come up here. Right now is the time to do that. Y'all come up here if that's the case. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Bob, would you come and help me just please? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
midnight for them. As Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the very foundations of the prisons were shaken. And at once all the doors were open and everyone's shackles were unfastened. That's deliverance.
Amen.
And that's what's happening.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, right now. I just speak the chains hitting the floor right now, Lord God. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. I just thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God, for your touch. I just thank you, Lord God, for releasing this lady for whatever bondage is holding her, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for touching this lady. I thank you, Lord God, for your look, Lord God, for your love, for your hug. I thank you, Lord God, for the problems that may be here, Lord God, to be loosed, to be gone from this right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Devil, get your hands off. You're a liar and you have no place here. You got to go in the name of Jesus. I just thank you for that right now. Be free, Lord. Be free. Just touch her. Just touch her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Lord, this man right here, I know he loves you, Lord God. And I know you honor your word, Lord God, for you cannot lie. Now, Lord God, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless this man, to loose him for any bondage he may be in, Lord God. I thank you for breaking any chains off him that he may have, Lord God. I thank you for peace. I thank you for comfort, Lord God. Oh, I just, oh, Heavenly Father, you know, oh Lord God. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching Cole Lawson, for touching Cole Lawson's family, Lord God. He keeps his family here, Lord God. He's grounded in faith, Lord God. And I thank you for giving him another dose of faith, Lord God, a higher measure in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Cole. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's going to come to pass, brother. It's going to come to pass. Okay. Amen. It's going to come to pass, brother. Hallelujah. If you can't feel it, somebody testify. Do it one more time. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You've got chains, he's a chain breaker. God, I serve is an awesome God, amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I just think knowledge is a wonderful thing. We can read the Bible till we're green. But if we don't apply our knowledge, apply what we are learning, it's not really going to help us a great deal. It'll help you to a point. But not unless you exercise it. You won't get your full blessing, if you will. Don't be afraid. Don't back down from what you've learned in here. We must go forward. If you don't have what it takes to walk up to somebody, God will strengthen that. I promise you, He will give you all the courage you need. But you got to take the first step. You got to be willing. And just like little Sarah, I've noticed her in the last little bit, she's not come to the front. But one day, you are going to hear from this child. You can believe that this kid here is on her way. She is on her way. And I love that. I know two little boys made mention that they wanted to sing this morning too. And you know what? I encourage that. I encourage that. They're on their way. This is tomorrow. And we got to bring that forth. But before they learn it, we got to learn it. But before they hear it, we got to hear it. Before they do it, we have to do it. Amen? I mean, that's what we've got to do. We've got to lead. I mean, the God I serve is awesome. Amen? Faith as of a grain of, just a mustard seed of faith, just a little bit, goes a long way. Amen? The God I serve, plant the seed. That's exactly right. Amen? Here's to you, Mom. You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemy's approaching. You hear him coming from behind. There's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away. But there's a voice that's deep inside you. Saying it's time to stand in faith. Amen. I dare to believe that miracles happen, yeah. That mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. There's a miracle inside you. It's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God now, you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down, no. Well, soon the life of God inside you, yeah, will come breaking through the ground. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, yeah. The mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You see, and it won't be long, that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe
control him. So don't be afraid, just stand up and say, I dare to believe.
Hold on right here. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for today's offerings and the givers of this church, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord, that you bless people mightily, Lord, like you do. I thank you for touching them, and I thank you for just blessing them, Lord, just mightily. I know that the book of Malachi talks about when they sow abundantly that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour them out such a blessing that they cannot stand and fill their storehouses, Lord. So I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you for the cleaners of this church, Heavenly Father, that they get blessed because they come here and do work for this church, Lord. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, you just keep trusting Jesus. You see, and it won't be long that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen, yeah. That mountains still move and demons still flee.
One more time right here. Now every praise to our God. I was reading scripture. Oh, I like that. I was reading scripture, and it says we need to be enthusiastic in church. Yeah, we need to let the Lord know that we appreciate Him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. You know, you sure can. Yes, ma'am.
This young lady, Vicki, here, that's just now got custody of her little grandbaby. She just shared with me 5 minutes when I walked into church. And I was just thinking of her and how God is, you know what God's done in our life with our grandbabies and how we had them. And it's a hardship almost. Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're older and you're handed two little babies. Right. And I just want you to be encouraged in the Lord. Yeah. And you remain faithful and God will be faithful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't forget your daughter or your son. I don't know whose children these are. But lift that person up no matter how bad they've done or what they've done or hurt you or hurt these children. Yeah. God can turn that around. He turned my daughter around. And never give up. Never. And God will take care of it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, that's awesome right there. That's awesome right there. You know, we're so blessed here. We are. You know, it's nothing like being able to walk through something with someone that's been there. You know, we can. It's hard to comment on something you really hadn't lived. You know, you may can speculate and get close to it, but until you've walked that walk, it's kind of hard to really get down to where you need to be to tell somebody else how to take a cut that might save them something here, or how to do something that might help them there. It's awesome that you have that type of a body to where we can help each other, man. Right? Amen. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of boats surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when He speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. Have hope that His promises are true. In His strength there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overtaken. The same power that can come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We're done.
Thank you, praise and worship team.
Hallelujah. The God we serve is an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I won't keep you much longer. I just got a couple things to say. And if I don't do this, I'm not being obedient to the Lord. Amen. Cole? My old Bible's about had it, Cole. It sure has. Yes, ma'am. I'm not going to be long. So if y'all want to be dismissed, it's fine, but I won't be very long. So that's why I didn't. You know, last night I prayed about what to do in here today. And I sat down and I opened the Bible and I turned to the book of Galatians. Normally I turn to the book of Ephesians, but last night I turned to Galatians. And I started reading Galatians. And I got to chapter 5. And I questioned, God, why am I doing this? So, well, I did. Because I felt like it was going nowhere. Thank you. And so anyway, I read the next chapter. Then I got up and I went to bed. And my wife asked me, what are you going to preach on? I said, honey, I don't know. I said, I didn't have anything. And so this morning when I got here, I come in here and I got my music list together. I went into the office to copy it. And while sitting there copying my music list, I text Sister Shirley. I said, sis, I said, what about a bulletin? I said, and I asked if there's any messages. And so while waiting on her to respond, I get up to put my music list in the copier. So I just happen to look down, and there's a stack of bulletins in front of the copier. And so I said, well, I picked it up to look at the date, and it was today's date. And I just happened to read the heading, and it's talking about Galatians in this. And I got tickled. I said, oh, well. I said, I did. That struck me as really awesome to do that. With that being said, that gave me a little more confidence, like I know that I was on the right path to doing what I'm supposed to do, and which is not going to be very long. But anyway, I got a big kick out of that. I'm not experienced enough preaching to want to name a message, because I don't figure I'll preach that many sermons. But anyway, that's right. I can figure all I want to, but if I be obedient, it's until and what will happen. Amen. Amen. But anyway, we was reading Galatians, and Galatians is talking about the part that struck me. It's talking about the circumcised and the uncircumcised is just exactly what was in your bulletin. And then it's talking about us walking out in faith of all these things. Because, see, that's what that's all about. You know, whether you're circumcised or you're uncircumcised, you can't get to God unless you go through Jesus. And to go through Jesus, you got to have a measure of faith. Amen. And so anyway, I was reading that, and this morning it's just really awesome. But for the faith side of this, I know that back when I was growing up, my parents couldn't
they didn't read well. You never really saw them read the Bible at home. I was never around that. Now, we've got a family Bible that they recorded all the dates, marriages, births, deaths. They did all that. But as far as actually sitting down, opening up a Bible in front of me, I've never saw that. Not at my house. Never saw that. But I tell you what I did see. I've seen them many times. Something go wrong, and they would call on the name of the Lord. They'd call on Jesus to help them, to get them through that. See, a lot of people don't understand that way back when, you know, there wasn't much education for black people, especially back towards slavery. But now, if you think about this, that's what they had. That's what they knew. If you know anything about that situation, that spotted life. You could turn with me to Romans, please. This will be Romans 5, and starting with the first verse. My thumbs are too big, Mom. Now, it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So what I want to convey to you this morning is that no matter what you're going through, first thing you do is you have faith, because we've always got hope. And when we've got faith and hope, we tend to be positive about the situation. And when we're positive about a situation, it seems like to me things get better. And when we're positive about a situation, knowing that Jesus is going to be there to help us, things get that much better. But when we have faith, knowing that God has got our back, we don't have to worry about it. We shouldn't worry about it, no matter what it looks like. We don't need to let down because we're going through a rough patch in our life. If anything, you need to stand up and buckle up and get stronger. You need to stand up to the wiles of Satan and tell him to get back. He has no place here. That's exactly right. We need to buckle down, and we need to stand on what we're coming in here learning. We need to stand on that. We have love and hope. There's two strong weapons that we have. The love of a mother is probably the strongest bond there is. Now, can you imagine the love Christ has for us? Just look at what a mother will do for a child, and then just imagine that. The God I serve has that kind of compassion for us. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have come here and hung and bled and died on the cross for us. Amen? The God I serve is a good God. And I want to tell y'all this morning. Breakthrough is here. It's here. It is here. It's right now. I mean, this church has been standing on the word for a long time. And I've heard breakthrough. It's here. I was on my way this morning. I was praying about things, and breakthrough is here. Breakthrough is right now. We're going through this thing together, amen? No matter what problems we have in here this morning, we're going through it together as a family, as a church family, amen? But the way we're going to get through it, we got to stand in faith, and we got to continue to hope, and we got to continue to have love for one another. Because Jesus did that. We got to persevere. We got to lean on the Lord. We got to lean on the Lord. This country is in a phase that I have never seen. And I've been here a while. Trying to get back to the roots, which everything was based. But until we can do that, it's never going to be like it was. But I'm going to tell you this. I personally can't see it doing that, because before Jesus come back, the Bible has to fulfill, and we are fulfilling the Bible. That is what's going on. And, you know, it's you know, no matter how much we want to hope, but the return of the Lord is going to happen. He is coming back. He is coming back. Amen. So we just gotta stand up and buckle down and keep our faith going to where that if he comes tonight, I'm going on the first load. My brother-in-law Scott Relliford said that one day, and that stuck with me. Yep, I'm going with you, buddy. I'm going on the first load. Yeah, I don't want to be here when he comes, because it's going to be ugly. Amen. But anyway, let me read y'all this. This is a word with thing. It says love, agape. It said a word of which Christianity gave new meaning outside the Old Testament. No, outside of the New Testament. It rarely occurs in existing Greek manuscripts of a period of agape devotes an undefeatable benevolence and unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest good in other persons. No matter what he does, it is self-giving love that gives freely without asking anything in return, and does not consider the worth of its object. Agape is more love by choice, which is love by chance. No, it's a philos, which is love by chance. And it refers to the will rather than emotions. Agape describes unconditional love God has for the world. So when we talk about agape love, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about it's just unconditional. We're talking about we love everybody. We don't cull anyone, no matter what they're going through, no matter what they look like. It's all good. God's got our back on what we do. And we are supposed to love one another. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't bring a gun this morning, so I can't chase many rabbits. Dad, don't be disappointed, Papa. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all want to turn to 1 Thessalonians with me, please? And then we'll let y'all out of here. Today's a pretty day. I'm quite sure y'all can go out and find something to do. Amen. If I can ever get to it. Pull a calf or something. If I can ever get there, guys, we'll get this scripture read. Miriam, you going to tell me where Thessalonians at? I thought I had it marked, and I don't. Oh, they are, aren't they? My fingers are so big, and I'm half nervous doing this morning, Miss Phyllis.
I'm doing first chapter of Thessalonians. You want me to auction that off? There we go. Y'all bear with me and we'll get through this. Hallelujah. You promise?
Yeah.
All righty. My wife should be up here doing this. Shut up, man. Well, I'm trying to get this page open. Now, say what? Ain't that the truth? I'll hear about it when I get home, too. So. Okay, here we go. First Thessalonians. Let's start at number 2. Verse number 2. It says, "We give thanks always. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention in your prayers, remembering that without ceasing, your works of faith, love, and labor, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God, for the gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake." When we stand in faith, love and hope needs to come along with it. It appears to get those three words, it appears in the Bible so many times. But faith and love and hope brings peace and understanding and the end. The end will come as long as we stand tall in that. The God I serve gives us a measure of faith, and in order to get that measure, hope and love comes with it, and we will persevere through all we're going through. Amen.
Amen.
Kids, adults, a child, when they get to a particular age and they start understanding what they're hearing, well, that's when we really need to lean and help them to understand, look, you're understanding what this and that is in the scriptures. So now comes with that, comes the responsibility of you doing and making the right choices. That's where it goes. That's from being here. Amen. And the faith of God, I mean, the faith we have in the Lord Jesus Christ enables us to teach our kids this stuff, knowing that we did something right, knowing it's the right way to do, and knowing it's the right thing. Amen? But anyway, I'll read y'all one more thing, and then we'll get out of here. Hope. Not in the sense of an optimistic outlook or wishful thinking, which without any foundations, but in the sense of confidence, expectations based on solid certainty, biblical hope rests on God's promises, particularly those pertaining to those pertaining to Christ's return. So certain is the future of the redeemed that the New Testament sometimes speaks of future events in the past tense, as though they are already accomplished. Hope is never interior excuse me, hope is never inferior to faith, but is is an extension of faith. Faith is the presence, possessions of grace. Hope is confident in grace, future accomplishments. Amen. As long as we have the Word of God, we have the authority to believe what we read here. We need to make the right choices to whether we lean on Christ or not. Some of these problems that we deal with, we can't handle. You just can't do it. I noticed my buddy Brad, he told me today, he said that he felt a little of what he's dealing with. But you know, it was nothing negative. It was all good. It was positive. He said, we're about to get through this. He said, I'm on the home stretch. And I said, that's exactly right. I said, you can see the house from here, buddy. You're heading home. And all right, it's going to be all good. And that comes from being around positive people, amen? And standing in faith. And mom and dad's, I know they're concerned about their son. They have every right to be. But you know what, mom and dad? God's got that young man. God's got his back. Y'all have kept him in here for all his life, so he knows what he's doing. He knows to believe. Amen? So it's all good. Amen? Y'all want to stand with me when we go home? As Grandpa used to sing, said, God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. That's so awesome. Say, God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. Because God is good. God is good all the time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. She sure is. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today, Lord God. I thank you for allowing me, Lord God, to have an opportunity once again, Lord God, to be in this position. I thank you, Jesus, for you touching people here today, Lord God, that they can take something out of here that they didn't have when they came in, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your faith, your love, and your hope. Thank you for making it possible for us, Lord God. Now I just thank you, Lord God, as we go our way, that you be beside us the rest of this work week, and that you make smooth our path before us, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hi, Cole.